A reading from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every parent has heard it. It's the point where the word mom or dad becomes three long syllables. Mom, that's not fair. You love, fill in the blank of the name of your child, so-and-so more than you love me. After one long, exasperating day with my children bickering back and forth constantly about who I love the most, I finally blurted out, "That's not true. I love Trip, their ever-present friend, the best." After a shocked silence, we too all laughed. "Master, it's not fair. You love those who work the least better, best, than those who worked the most." So grumbled the 12-hour workers that day. "You paid the 1 hour people the same as you paid us. Now it's all right that you paid them a full day's wages for 1 hour if that's what you choose. But if you do choose, we deserve more. After all, we worked 12 times as much. Yes, you promised us a fair day's wage, and that's exactly what you paid us. But come on, we worked 12 hours, 12 times as much. You love them more than you love us. That's not fair." This parable confuses us. Of the other parables deal with grace, not works. They tell of lost sheep being found, and that's after the sheep get lost, not after the shepherd loses them. Or as Pastor Michael preached on Ash Wednesday, the prodigal, the wastefully extravagant son, was welcomed back after he chose to get lost. These are parables of grace. But paying the last the same as the first? Sure, there's grace for those at the end of the day. But what about the rest of us? It was just plain old work for us. "Well then, maybe tomorrow I'll come to this gate about the 11th hour And that will show the landowner that he can't mess with me. I'll make him love me more, even if it is being the last to show up, if that's what it takes. After all, what's the purpose of working myself to the bone if I can get the same for less? I must admit that I identify with the full-day laborers. I do more than is asked of me. I go the extra mile. I pay my taxes. I work long hours, support various ministries, buy Girl Scout cookies, regularly attend church, babysit my neighbor's four young ones, and often take dinner to my older neighbors on the other side. I look people in the eye when I speak. I drive safely and am a good friend. I'm not a good housekeeper, but with everything else I do, I think that can be forgiven. Why should they, who do almost nothing, receive the same thing as me, who tries to do it all? That's not fair. Jesus' economics do not make sense. How can I ever get ahead if everyone is paid the same? But I'm making some assumptions here. I'm assuming that I deserve the greater pay because I did more. And I'm assuming that the others were somehow undeserving. I'm also assuming that I am in charge of setting the standards of fairness for God. It's my way or the highway, as my kids used to say. But with what words do we often begin worship? We confess that we are in sin, in captivity to sin, and cannot free ourselves. How then can I be captive to sin and yet consider myself worthy of setting the standards for my brothers and sisters? Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? The landowner asks in verse 15. Ouch. I might talk grace, the free, unmerited love of God, but I'm sure not walking grace when I look at myself in the light of this parable. Once again, I'm making assumptions. I assume that those who were hired at the last hour were lazy good-for-nothings who had slept in. The question the vineyard keeper asks is, why are you standing here idle all day? Not, why did you just get here? Did you finally just wake up? They respond, because no one hired us. They were there, waiting to be hired, waiting all day in the heat. They were there from the beginning, but they were looked over. Perhaps they were crippled and couldn't work as quickly as the able-bodied, so they were looked over. Perhaps they were dirty and therefore thought to be lazy rather than homeless, so they were looked over. Perhaps they had some deformity and looked different and therefore thought less capable, so they were looked over. Perhaps they were small of stature and therefore thought weak, and so they were looked over. Regardless, they were there, waiting. And the master dealt with them gracefully. In the words of our presiding bishop, the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton, we hear, grace is not something we deserve or earn or can work for. We are all utterly dependent upon God's mercy And God is very prodigal, that is, wastefully extravagant with mercy. The grace that the laborers received, those who worked all day and those who worked for only an hour, is that they all got a job. Not because of their efforts, but from the generosity of the landowner. The grace that we receive is that God first loved us, not we first loved God. So, the title that our pastors gave this sermon before they gave the topic to me is right. God does love us unfairly. While we were still weak, while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies, while we were still waiting at the gate, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, as St. Paul tells us in Romans. God loves us unfairly. Whether we know it or not, as an infant in the arms of her mother who stopped at the baptismal font this past Sunday and marked herself as a 14-month-old with the sign of the cross. Or if we only come to know God's deep and intimate grace in our last hour, God loves us unfairly. And the first, respond joyfully to the last. Thanks be to God that we are so unfairly loved. Amen.